The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
This is Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. I am so delighted that Sons of Liberty is now a national program. For 9 years, it's been leading the way of the new media, which has been supplanting the Democrat media, like the New York Times and the Washington Post. This is how we get the truth out. Thank you.
You guys, welcome to Hour 2, the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. You guys.
I got a feeling it's not going to stop, actually. I think it's going to keep coming back.
Larry Pratt is the bomb.
He is the bomb.
He is awesome. He holds the spirit of our forefathers. Yeah. We sat down a couple times with him in D.C. Mm-hmm. The guy is outstanding. And I'm not just, you know, adding accolades to these guys because they like us. Mm-hmm. I like them regardless if they like us.
Doing.
Yeah,
that's right.
They're great guys.
Yep.
Right before the break, again, we were talking about how corrupt things are becoming and how you cure them. And what we did is basically brought it to the kids. And we said, isn't it interesting how God will use a child to perfect praise out of the mouth of babes and sucklings through perfected praise out of their mouths? Sincere, genuine, pure. We just kicked Buggy's piece off, so we're going to play another piece for you. And this guy's name is Joshua. We call him Joshua here, Joshua. And listen to this little sweetie and listen to what he has to say. And this is his letter to the president. This is for you, America.
Dear Mr. President, we the people of the United States are concerned about the problems we face. Either you change your conduct or change your ways. If you do not change your conduct or change your ways, then we'll just have to impeach you. Did you know you have let people kill their own babies every day? And still you allow it to happen in this country. Did you know that the Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? You are trying to take away our guns and have them for you, not for the people of the United States. And you don't care about the problems we are facing today. We would like to see you fight with us in this country. We would like to see you rejoice in Jesus and listen to the Lord forever, not just one day, but forever. When you listen, you will be blessed and so will this country. Mr. President, please do not do more bad stuff in this country. We want liberty to reign in this country again.
I mean, what do you say? I mean, folks, really,
said it.
What do you say to a little five-year-old kid?
Mm-hmm.
That just out of the purity of his heart, he cares about his future,
yep.
And he looks to the older generation to stand up on his behalf.
That's right.
And he says what the older generation won't say on his behalf.
That's right.
In some cases.
He knows what's right and wrong.
It sounded like he had a little prophetic, you know, prophecy in there right at the beginning. Because he just, you know, how you just had him grab the throat right away.
He
just went for it.
Right,
he points the finger, right?
He did.
So, anyways, so we took it from Buggy to Joshua. Now we're going to take it to Double D. We call Double D. He's kind of the older guy in the ministry. The kid's always studying. He's a little brainiac. He's a little worm. Folks, for a better way of saying it, the very pith and marrow of Dominic in the ministry here, he is full-fledged nerd. Just like the other guy, his dad. But he's a sweetheart.
I'm sorry about that.
I haven't heard this one, so I'm really curious as to hear what Dominic had to say. But here we go. This is D. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise. Here's another one for a letter to the president.
Dear Mr. President, my name is Dominic. I'm concerned about the problems we face in our country today. We are not a free country if we let abortion be a right in this nation. The 3,700 babies being aborted per day are not free at all. Don't let this abomination unto the Lord reign in this nation. Exodus 20:13 says, Thou shalt not kill. If you say you are a Christian, why do you let babies be aborted with our tax dollars? We, the people of the United States, are not going to let you spend our tax dollars to support this illegal routine of killing babies. We are not in favor of killing our own babies, and we will not let it go on in this nation. We, the people of the United States, are awakening to the tyranny in our country. We will not allow the tyranny to reign in this country. We want freedom to reign in this country, and we will uphold what our veterans and our founding forefathers fought for. You may think your policies are American, but are they really? What makes you an American? I'll tell you, when you honor what our veterans and our forefathers fought, bled, and died for, that's what makes your policies American. We, the people of the United States, are not going to let this abomination unto the Lord go by like it isn't there. You swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, and yet you do not. And you swore an oath on a book called the Bible. You don't uphold that either. Our Christian heritage must be kept and not destroyed. We shall always stay a Christian nation as long as we stick to the Bible and the Constitution. We are a republic, not a democracy. And if you do not uphold our republic, which leads to freedom, a democracy will reign that leads to tyranny, bondage, and a monarchy. Leviticus 25:10 says, "And proclaim liberty, not bondage, throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." Proclaim and uphold liberty, not bondage. Change your conduct and uphold the Constitution of this Christian nation. This is Dominic writing. I am 9 years old. Sincerely, Dominic.
Wow. Amen. Guys, that's awesome. That's awesome, guys. Just wanted to let you know. First of all, when he was talking about Leviticus 25:10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land, folks. Liberty was being spread throughout the country as the laws were being enforced and established. That's on the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25:10 is, folks. Outside of that, Dominic also brought up policy. You got to understand something, folks. Policy follows law in this country, not law policy. It's the other way around. They can come up with all the policies that they want, but it's unconstitutional, and law will eradicate policy if you look at it for what it really is. Did you want to interject?
Well, I was just thinking about the fact that liberty, when you just brought up liberty and when Dominic said about the Liberty Bell and the purpose of that, there's a great history on that. But the fact is liberty is being protected and preserved when the law is being exalted. You tear down the law, it's like a wall around a city. It's meant to be defensive. It defends your liberties, and that's, again, the purpose of government. And I just think it's awesome because it's such a simple concept, and all three of these kids understand that concept.
Yeah.
Government's job is to be here, to secure our rights. But right away, the first thing they brought up is, this is where you're not securing our rights, you're destroying our rights.
And isn't it interesting that they all three of them brought up the topic of abortion? Now, when you have to try to explain to a little kid, by the way, we didn't interject these thoughts, folks.
No, huh?
The Bible did, and the Word of God did. And by the way, a little common sense, folks.
That's all.
Abortion, you have to explain to a little kid that when a baby is inside of the tummy, that adults say it's a choice to kill the baby. You have to explain that to them because it doesn't jive with their innocent nature.
You have to be stupid enough to be an adult in order to buy that garbage.
You do.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, when you're 18, you become mature, and then you can go into a filthy bookstore, or you can abort a baby, or even some adults today are saying, now men can marry men and women.
Yeah.
Give me a stinking break, dude. You leave common sense, you enter into a realm of medieval times, folks, and I'm telling you what, that is not a position that we want to go. That's not a space that we want to go into. And it's not a land that we want to be a part of. Yeah, Bradley and Jake will be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
You guys,
keep coming.
It's been like this every... You guys, this is just too much.
Like an automatic gun or something.
It's like putting too much frosting on a cake. I'm humbled.
A little too much frosting.
I'm humbled. I'm humbled as a pie.
I think it's probably because our producer likes frosting.
With a lot of whipped cream on top of it.
Yes.
Anyways, right before the break, we were talking, actually letting the kids do the talking for us, folks, because a lot of times we have to turn around and let our kids be our teachers.
I thought it was a great point, too, that you brought up. You can't convince one of those little kids that it's okay to kill
them. You can't.
You got to become stupid and old in order to buy that kind of crap. And it's the same thing with 18-year-olds, you know, can be perverts now. And really what it says is, well, I've lived 18 years of my life, and I've rebelled against my conscience for enough time that now God has just given me over to it. So now I'll accept it. I'll embrace
it. America, listen to that. Just think about that for a minute. When you're 18 years old, I used to see this when we were on tour all the time.
Yeah.
We would go through the state of Missouri. Sorry, folks in Missouri. But we would go through the state of Missouri, and we would see adult bookstores, like, everywhere. It's like, what in the heck? And they have, like, the highest pregnancy rate among young girls.
Yeah.
Sick, folks. For real. I looked at the bus driver one time, and I said to him, I said, dude, look at this. Look at the lessons the adults are teaching their kids. You can't be perverted until you're 18 years old to go into that bookstore that they call a mature bookstore. Oh, I get it. You're mature when you violate God's laws now.
Yeah, there you go.
You violate the laws of the Republic, then you become mature. See how backwards America's become? Or how about this? Not mature, an adult bookstore and what, 18 years old?
Gentlemen's
clubs. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what they should have on the cover of those gentlemen clubs? A big pig with a gold ring through its snout.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Perverts welcome?
call it for what it is. Call it for what it is. Folks, Jeremiah 6:16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, not the new ones. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet, the warnings. But they said, we will not hearken." Let's listen to what Grandma Rocks had to say. Grandma, because she does rock. She said, "One evening a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events, and the grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools, the computer age, and just things in general. The grandma replied, 'Well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and man hadn't yet walked on the moon. Your grandfather and I first got married and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother. Until I was 25 years old, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our choices and actions. Serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate during Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent in the evenings and weekends together, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and 2 postcards. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. In my day, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby. No wonder people called us and call us old and confused and say that there's a generation gap. And, folks, how old do you think that this woman is? She's 68 years old. See, it's not too far gone to return back to the old past, is it? But if we don't want to return back to the old past, then this is what we can have. Let me take you from 1967 to 2010 in parallel. Scenario one. Jack goes quail hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with a shotgun in his truck's gun rack. 1967, vice principal comes over, looks at Jack's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his shotgun to show Jack. But in 2010, school goes into lockdown, FBI called, Jack's hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or gun again. Counselors are called in to traumatized students and teachers. That's what happens when you don't return back to God's Ten Commandments. Scenario two, John and Mark get into a fist fight after school. 1967, crowd gathers, Mark wins, Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up good buddies. 2010, though, police called and SWAT team arrives. They arrest both Johnny and Mark. They are both charged with assault and both expelled, even though Johnny started it. That's what happens when you don't return to the old past. Scenario three. Jeffrey will not be still in class. He disrupts other students. 1967, Jeffrey sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling by the principal. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt class again. 2010, Jeffrey is given a huge dose of Ritalin. He becomes a zombie. He is then tested for ADD, which has never been proven, folks. The family gets extra money, SSI, from the government because Jeffrey has a disability. That's what happens when you don't return to the old pass. Scenario 4. Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. 1957, Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college and becomes a successful businessman. 2010, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and then her dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with the psychologist. This is what happens when you depart from Scripture. Scenario 5. Mark gets a headache and takes some aspirin to school. 1967, Mark shares his aspirin with the principal out on the smoking dock. 2010, the police are called and Mark is expelled from school for drug violations. His car is then searched for drugs and weapons. This is what happens when we fail to obey the God of the United States of America in Jesus' name. Scenario 6. Pedro fails high school English. 1967, Pedro goes to summer school, passes English, and goes to college. 2010, Pedro's cause is taken up by state. Newspapers articles appear nationally explaining that teaching English as a requirement for graduation is racist. ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, files class action lawsuit against the state school system and Pedro's English teacher. English is then banned from core curriculum. Pedro is given his diploma anyways, but ends up mowing lawns for a living because he cannot speak English. Listen carefully.
That's love, huh?
Johnny takes it. Scenario 7. Johnny takes part in leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July, puts them in a model airplane paint bottle, and blows up a red ant bed. You guys remember doing that as kids? Take a firecracker and drop them in there? I better not say that. I might be called by social services.
Oh, boy.
1967, ants die.
That's all.
2010, the ATF, Homeland Security, and the FBI are called. Johnny is charged with domestic terrorism. The FBI investigates his parents, and all siblings are removed from their home, and all computers are confiscated. Johnny's dad is placed on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again. Folks, by departing from God, who is this working for?
That's right.
Well, let me ask you, whose strong arm is coming into play outside of God's? There's your answer. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come back to Scenario 8 right after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hello, I'm Ted Baer, publisher of MovieGuide.org, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, but more than that, for helping to take every thought captive in the mass media for Jesus Christ, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding that he portrays in the program, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ. Bradley's fun, he's exciting, he practices his craft just like he once upon a time practiced to be a great musician. Therefore, the more you practice, the more you go forward, the more boldness you show, the more you're able to make a difference, and he's making a difference. So we want to commend him, I want to commend the program, and anything we can do to support it, we will do it at MovieGuide.org.
You guys.
That one really went over the top. I mean, we were climbing the mountain, but I think that one was like...
I'm not climbing anything. They're just putting me up on top of it. In all sincerity, these guys are awesome. These are all national folks. You probably know who they are. Ted's dad was actually a movie star in Hollywood in the 30s, and just great guys. We actually met those guys out at CMT. Mm-hmm. And I just think he's a great guy. I don't know what else to say. He really does... do a good job at what they do out there, and what they want to do is get the good word out there.
And I'd like to reiterate what he said at the end. He said, Movie Guide will support this ministry. Folks, we need your support so that we can continue doing what we're doing on a mass scale. So this message doesn't just affect our kids here locally, our kids nationally on radio. It's got to get down and put boots on the ground, and it very well can, and we appreciate all of your support. Again, we are a nonprofit organization. All your donations are tax deductible, and we would encourage you to sow a seed into the next generation, because that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, and we don't have to sit on the phone or on the radio the radio here for 2 hours begging for money. Folks, no. We need the help. You see we're doing the stuff. You see the change that we brought forth.
That's
you
right.
See the fruit of the ministry. Judge us by that and that alone.
Yep.
And don't believe what people say about us unless you talk to us and hear from us for yourselves
you
in context.
It. Now, going back to your scenario, folks, if you want to find this, the scenario that Brad's bringing up about the 1960s compared to today, or Grandma Rocks, you can find them both at Bradley Dean blog. Bradley Dean blog. It's spelled just like it sounds. You're going to find them all there. And really, you need to share this. You can share it on your Twitters, your Facebooks. You can link it to your friends and family. This is unbelievable, these stats, how shocking they are, but how real they are, and nobody can dispute that. But it's great to get people thinking. Have we gotten better, or have we gradually gotten worse?
It says in Proverbs 24:21, it says, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the King." Okay? "And meddle not with them that are given to change."
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Listen, the Lord said, "Meddle not with them that are given to change." Then he goes on, "For their calamity shall rise suddenly." Yeah. We're talking about scenarios between 1967 and 2010. This is exactly what he said would happen.
Yeah.
Don't give way to change, because if you do, your calamity shall rise suddenly. And he says, "And who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise." That's what he said right after that.
Yeah.
I mean, if Grandma and Grandpa had liberty and freedom the way that we don't know it, don't you think it would be a good idea to ask them what it was like when Grandma and Grandpa rocked?
That'd be wise.
Yeah. Teach us. What do you know? What did you do? This is what we did. We were guided this way. The modern-day preacher does the exact opposite of what the preacher used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
The politicians are politicians because they're no longer statesmen. They're not working for the people anymore. They're working for special interest groups. Come on.
Yep.
You know it's true, folks. Let me get back to scenario 8. I'll give you one more. 1967 to 2010, what's the difference? Johnny falls while running during recess and scrapes his knee. He is found crying by his teacher, Mary. Mary hugs him to comfort him. 1967, in a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. But in 2010, Mary is accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. She faces 3 years in a state penitentiary. Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy. Folks, who gains out of all this when we depart from God? The state does. Bureaucracy does. Ungodly government does. Maybe that's why the Bible says we should return to the old past. Where's the good way and walk therein? And I think it's a good idea to probably listen to him because he knows best. What does man learn from history, Jake? For the most part, absolutely nothing.
Blank pages in that book.
That's right. And what we hear of change today is the fruit of an unrepentant people. And really what it comes down to, folks, a people that will not listen to the law of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it comes
down
to.
That's the change. That's right.
It totally is.
You don't have to obey all that stuff. Things have changed now.
Yeah. Listen in Matthew 23:23. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you pay tithe and mint and anise and cumin." In other words, you pay all the money that you want to pay. You give your sacrifices, but you don't give your obedience.
That's right.
"But you've omitted the weightier matters of the law," said Christ. "Judgment," said Christ. "Mercy and faith. These ought you to have done and not to leave the other undone. You blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess." Jesus said, "Thou blind, religious hypocrites, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you are like whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, you outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we had not been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, you be witnesses unto yourselves," said Christ, "that you are the children of them which killed the prophets." Keep in mind, Caiaphas was prophesying to those that are blinded by the false prophets of the day. fill up the measure of your father, said Christ to the hypocrites. You serpents, you generations of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell, said Christ? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and you wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood be shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall be upon this generation, shall come upon this generation. Listen to what Christ said. The Christ that was hated by the world, that the church now tries to, They try to get you to love their version of Christ rather than the biblical version of Christ.
It's like what Ravenhill said, right? If Christ was how they preached him today, he would have never gotten crucified.
Listen to the next thing he says. This is at the end of his warnings and threatenings to the people of the day. He said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stone them which are sent unto you. They're sent to you. How often would I have gathered your children together, even as hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not? Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Wow. Isn't it interesting also, folks, just to show you the distinction between the false and the real? Now, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Huh. Let me go to Matthew real quick. When Jesus came to the region of Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? This is what he asked his disciples, folks. This is great. The disciples said that people say of you, Christ, some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. I mean, here, guys, folks, can you imagine Elijah with camel's hair? Eating locusts and honey and a leathern girdle. Can you imagine that righteous man coming today and preaching the ways of righteousness unto mankind? You would have all of the church, which you have today, mocking John the Baptist. And by the way, I've even heard them mock John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus said there wasn't a greater prophet, but these supposed prophets, they can go ahead and cap on John. And they get away with it, they think. They said of Jesus, John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. Wasn't Elijah the one that was standing on the hill saying, how long will you people falter between two opinions? And others said of Jesus, you remind me of Jeremiah. We think he's Jeremiah resurrected, or one of the prophets. Wasn't it Jesus that spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes? Isn't it Jesus that said, let love be without dissimulation or a false covering? Or let it be without an unfeigned, a counterfeit love? Christ isn't here to appease the flesh, folks, or to tell the world it's all okay. No, he tells us to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Simon Peter answered him and he says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, is what he said. Wow. I love that. I love it. I love it. Can you hear hard things? Folks, do you have ears to hear? Do you have eyes to see? Are you happy when you hear what Christ has to say or the Word of God has to say, namely the law and the prophets? Or are you angry with it because it doesn't agree with your lifestyle? If you're angry with it, just keep in mind you're at war with God. But as R.W. Barber said in the 1900s, he who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew, rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. Say that to your false preachers. Say that to your false prophets. See how far they go. Because Isaiah 8:20 says that if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Keep it in mind. When they're at war with the law, look at their lifestyles or follow them home, because you'll find out why they hate God's law. because they wanted to sit in Moses' seat. And remember, Jesus rebuked them in Matthew 23 right. because they said and they did not. They like to stay in the building, folks. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We'll give you one more call out. I'm sorry, we will pick up your calls. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back. And I'm going to take it over again. Right, Jake?
That's right.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Mike Ron Metalworks Incorporated. This company specializes in high-end sheet fabrication, machining, welding, and assemblies. Mike Ron Metalworks has been around for 17 years now. During this time, they won the Supplier of the Year award from Cirrus Design back in 2005. When I asked Mr. Kittleson, the owner of Mike Ron Metalworks, what separates you from your competitors? He explained to me that it has been their company's commitment to excellent quality and innovative ideas for the customer. Mr. Kittleson also gave us a tour of his spacious 56,000 square foot facility. We've seen some of the other products that they supply, like hospital carts, aerospace components, industrial food enclosures, security technology, and thermal processing. So hats off to Mike Ron Metalworks Incorporated. We use our company spotlight for businesses who also hold our conservative values.
I like this music better.
Wasn't there like another one that you're going to blow our horn with? There isn't none left? Well, do you guys want to give a referral or something?
You have anything to say back there?
I want to give you a quote from Bishop Hall. He said, "Do you desire the grace of the Spirit? Go to your Lord's anointing." He said, "Do you seek holiness? Go to his example. Do you desire pardon of sin? Look to his blood. Do you need mortification of sin? Look to his crucifixion. Do you need to be buried to the world? Go to his tomb. Do you want to feel the fullness of a heavenly life? Behold his resurrection. Would you rise above the world? Mark his ascension. Would you contemplate heavenly things? Remember his sitting at the right hand of God and know that he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Old time preachers. Jake, I'm trying to be nice and give you a little loophole here. Because I talk about the other guy, and I think it'd be a nice gesture on my part to give you, I don't know, 30 seconds. It's been a different show. It really has been a different show, and in saying that, I've been humbled. Flat. I'm laying flat on the ground.
Oh, those are some wonderful things that people have said.
Much gratitude.
Yes.
Thankfulness.
Much responsibility with those words.
Yeah, it really is. When they put their neck out on the line and say those things. I mean, if someone called me and asked me, because Kathy and Heather just really, they shocked me. Mm-hmm. It surprised me that they'd actually just do that behind my back and then throw it on me during the radio show.
Just lay it on you.
Dude, that's just, I'm humbled. I mean, that you guys think that much of me to do that. Why are you guys laughing at me?
I think we need to give folks out there in listening live world an opportunity to call in and share.
You know what I think it is? I don't know if we're going to have time, though, folks. I'm really sorry. Yeah, I think it really, what it comes down to, I think they're doing this because they want a free dinner.
A free dinner?
Yeah, okay. I do.
Well, Kathy, you know, said she lost, what, 35 pounds?
You know how, like, the president of these United States, his name is Barack Obama?
Hussein, don't forget Hussein.
Do you ever notice that when he speaks, he has to have these crowds behind him? And if you look at the picture from without the what they have in scope, they have the picture in the camera so tight that when they pull the picture back, it's like they have literally got those people just around him enough to take the picture. If they back the camera up, you can see there's not that many people. But what I'm saying is that these people are paid to be there and to shout at everything he says.
They're kind of like sitcoms where the video's on the people, then you pull it back and they're like, hey, this is a studio.
And you're sitting there thinking to myself, I better be getting paid good for this because I'm going crazy.
And by the way, where's dinner?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, they just...
One of Michelle Obama's dinners, by the way, the low-calorie, low-sodium thing.
Well, if she's not making fun of the flag, yeah, I suppose. That's true. And they never know, but...
Sometimes she likes our country. I mean, not all the time.
Maybe when she's on the jet.
The first time she was
going to New York to go to a Broadway play.
She might like it then, yeah.
What's her dog's, what's their
jet's
name?
I've never seen this dog thing, but that fascinates me. Her dog.
Yeah, that he's got his own airplane or something.
He's got his own plane.
I think it's a he. Maybe it's a she. Maybe it's a shim.
I know why.
Who knows? Maybe it's a shim. Maybe the dog is a shim.
The dog has its own plane because the dog has started a campaign, don't pee on trees, because we love trees. Trees are our brothers. And so Michelle thought, Barack, you need to get this dog a plane.
Yeah.
And Barack said, huh, whatever. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, just because it costs $75,000 for you to move
deal?
Around.
I mean,
just to the airport and to the White House. Yeah. I don't think anything's wrong with that. Speaking of dogs, somebody in the ministry here at the Sons of Liberty, she has two finks.
Finks. Oh,
I mean, these things.
Ferret.
Yeah, I call them finks.
Yeah, same difference.
And
they smell good, though, don't they?
Dude, I mean, when people walk up to Nicole,
like built-in perfume.
Two finks. These long rats that have been stretched out, they've been hung up, they've been strung out by horse
drawing. You're going to offend the animal.
Okay, now just wait a second, though.
Okay.
I just said to her, I said, what is that smell? She said, that's a new perfume. I said, what is it called? She says, it's called fink.
Fink.
Now, if you guys don't know this, these ferrets, that's all they do is they pee all over the house.
Yeah.
They're nasty.
Yeah,
they're kind of cool. Okay, fink pee. That's what it's called.
Oh, fink pee.
Folks, if you haven't bought your new... Your new bottle of Fink Pee, go to your
it's
local.
It's got to be on Madison
go
Avenue.
Go to your local
somewhere.
Dayton's outlet store and pick it up.
Madison Avenue somewhere. It's got to be there.
So, anyways, I just thought I'd share that. You kind of hit a chord and you brought up the dog.
The dog not peeing on the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what
trees are our brethren.
What's the dog's
dogs
name?
Dogs need to stop peeing on
I
trees.
I said the dog's probably a shim.
Yeah.
Because they're so confused that they don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
Sure.
Maybe with
hermaphroditical?
Maybe the dog. Hermaphroditical.
Yeah.
Maybe the dog's name is Pat.
That's right. Pat.
What's the dog's name? I don't care what the dog's name is.
Somebody look that up. What are you guys doing back there?
Seriously.
What's the dog's name?
Yeah.
And what's the name of its plane, by the way?
Yeah, and I don't want to hear somebody say, oh, Bradley, quit disrespecting the president. No, the president needs to quit disrespecting America.
Hey.
Come on.
Rightly put.
All right. So we're talking about his dog.
Mm-hmm. Bo.
Is it Bo? Really?
Bo? Like Bo knows Diddley?
Do you guys
boneless deli? Maybe I'm getting old.
I know. I was just going to go somewhere. You're 30 years old, dude.
I know that. All right, okay. People, like, sometimes, like, I don't know. It's just,
okay.
It's
you know what? What's interesting is people are trying to, these guys are 30 years old?
Yeah.
And they're this brilliant?
The magnanimity of
the minds.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what Benjamin Rush said to John Adams. Speaking of Thomas Jefferson, by the way.
They were both very, well, all three of them were very intelligent and smart men.
They were.
We aspire to the greatness of the Spirit of Christ that operated in their lives that gave us the liberty we have now.
Yeah, no question about
it. That's why we're on the
head and shoulders above the rest of us folks. Yes. They really are. So, well, I'm giving Jake his opportunity right now, and he's blown it out of the water.
I was actually gonna.
And I'm not disrespecting callers neither, but I'm just trying to be nice to Jake here for a second.
Well, I think if any caller could tell us,
second.
What is today? What is the significance of today in the American history? We've been talking about the Constitution
all day. I know what it
is.
It's the Constitution Day.
That's right. But you didn't give the callers an opportunity to call in and get a free gift.
So I just
namely the prayer at the Capitol.
But Jake, I think it's kind of boring and drab for you to ask a question like that.
It does work during the weekend.
I'd rather hear
maybe
you,
it's the weekend.
I'd rather hear your rap.
That's different.
That's what I'd rather.
You like my rapping?
I do. And I like
when you would give me an opportunity to rap.
I like when you're the leftist
reporter,
yeah, that one's
so Bradley Dean. It's good to be back with you. Again.
But you
so,
know what?
So what are the cases that we rattled this week?
as we've been accused by the intellects, we need not debase ourselves, brother.
No, that's true.
I mean, we don't want to be like, you know, one of those big time, you know.
Oh yeah, like
that
the ones
16
that so
million
many people,
or 20 million people listening to them. I don't think we'd want to go there.
No. We don't want to actually talk about what people.
Let's
want.
Not debase ourselves among.
We'd need
the American people today.
Over
and folks, this
things.
Is what you'd call burning up 3 minutes. It really is, and I can fill this time. If Jake wants to sit here and blow it, it's up to him. It's not mine.
I try to bring up a topic. You know, another topic that you brought up was about self-government. If we will not be ruled by ourselves.
You see what I'm talking about? The nerdisms?
We
the very
will be ruled.
The very essence of Jake and his son, Dominic. It's not a cut-down. Is you
doesn't nerd
the only
down,
thing
though?
That you're missing is black tape on your glasses.
I don't wear glasses anymore, thanks to LASIK.
That's awesome. That's true. I got
to
take that back.
I would even give a promo to that company. But
and I'm not trying to be offensive here, Jake, especially in front of America right now, but if I were you...
Things look good in
dude,
my
you're really
world
not
now.
Like the best-looking guy in the club.
You don't have to explain that to
you
me.
You have the eyes of a mule, and I think it might almost be better if you put those glasses
because
back on.
Detour from the mule?
A little bit, but I will say
hey,
this
we've got
because...
a caller, actually.
No, 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 yeah. That's great. I know, but the point is time, Jake, and... That's kind of what we're
we'll
doing. We've got so much stuff. You know
up.
What I need to learn to do? Because I got so much I want to talk about in the 2 hours that we've been allotted, mm-hmm. is I need to break it in half and just open it up to callers and just stay.
Give them an opportunity.
If they can stay on vein. But I think sometimes that we're on such a high ELP that, I don't know.
The oxygen's different up here, folks.
It is. It's hard to breathe sometimes.
You'll get short breaths. You've got to really rehearse yourself.
It's really hard to breathe because, you know, I don't want to think like the normal Joe. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't conduct ourselves according to the conduct of other men. Or should I say it this way? Our brains are not in someone else's head.
30 seconds.
That's a terrible place to be. We don't want to be there.
Hold on. This guy in the stall next to me is talking right now. They're answering my question.
Oh, you think that's funny?
I thought that was hilarious.
Well, dude, I didn't know the difference. It's like, geez, dude, I'm just sitting here going, just
you're
back
talking
out.
To me. I figured I would, you know, talk back.
Now, folks, we do got to chip in a little bit here. All of us, if we could all just send in 5 cents apiece, we can buy some grease for Jake's hair. It would be great.
What else?
We'll start calling Jake Waldo here, folks. Waldo.
Wally.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you, America, by what we do, and we really mean it. And outside of that, we will talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us today. And, Jake, did you want to say maybe something?
Don't let your dog pee on trees, folks.
That's provocative.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body
and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.